We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Omid Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the bottom. It's the last narrow line, the middle of the line. Boim Neim Rav Amram Rav Chista. Now this Shaila has no Shaychis to our sugya here of selling things. It's a whole new Shaila. It's like a real Halvah, Starch of Yadam Abayi, Pekadin Shaila, like a Bava Metzia Shaila. It came in because we'll mention Dayone Goyla, which was mentioned on top of the summit. Someone gives up a kodin to his friend to watch something for safekeeping. And he doesn't just give it with Edim, because we have before in the Masechta that if you give up a kodin to someone with Edim, he can give it back without Edim. And he says, I gave it back to you, he believes. But here he gave it with a shtar. There wrote up a shtar that I'm giving you a pekodin. And then a few months later, he comes to pick up his pekodin and he says, I gave it back to you. I gave it back to you. Now, here the mafkid is holding a shtar, and the nifkad who said he gave it back doesn't have the shtar. The mafkid still has a shtar. So you have this idea of shtar chav yodem aboy. Why didn't he rip up the shtar? So here a mafkid that's going to have a shtar. I'm like, are you believed or not? Mi aminon, do you say migudi boyom nensu mehemen? Hashda mehemen. Maisa, the guy could have said nensu. If he says nensu, then the halacha is that he's believed. He believed to say that it was Nansu. So he could have patterned himself and said there was Oinus. And since he could have said that, he's believed to say, or maybe there's a taina of Starcha B'yoda Ma'abayi, which means what? That's like a Migu Makamedim. You're right, you have a Migu that I could have said Nansu. But now that my taina is that Echzartum Lach, I give back to you, but why is the guy holding the star? That the guy is holding the star is such a good umdana. That's like an Edim that's saying that you didn't return it. Because Starchim Yaboy is a good Raya that you didn't return it, so maybe it's like a Migu Malkam Edim. That's the side of here. Is it, are you believing in a Migu? Or maybe it's considered a Migu Malkam Edim. So that was a Shiloh that Rav Amram asked Rav Chista. On Malay, it's Rav Chista answered Mehemen. You believed. And the Gemara asks, Velay Malay, Starchim Yaboy, what happened to the Tain of Starchim Yaboy? So basically, he said it's Mehemen. So he asked him, what I'm talking about. So he said, because if you would say Nansu, you wouldn't have Shachar Abayi. So basically, it's a Migu. Amalei, so if going Nansu, we'll go to that Kasha second. So first of all, the Shtak of Tari Gemara is very Shver. I'm saying, the whole Shaila was, do you say Shachar Abayi or not? So the answer is Mehemen. He says, what is Shachar Abayi? I knew that. I answered you Mehemen. So Tosis asks his Kasha. Tosis, the Master Lema says, that when he asked Rachim Abayi, was he asking Migu Makam Edim? So then, what's the answer of Nensu? Like, what's going on? What's the Shag of Tariya? So he said, the Maksha thought, when he said Neman, he meant Neman Legamri, even without the Migu. Because we'll see in a second that this Migu only works if you make a Shvua. Why do you have to make a Shvua? That's what Mara said right afterwards. Amalei, let's read the Gemara Amalei, then we'll explain to us again. Amalei, Saif. Your whole of Nemanis is based on a Migu, I would have said Nensu. When you say Nensu, you have to make a Shua. So I just go, Amalei Nensu, Lav Shua Boy? So what kind of Migu is that? I'm saying I returned it, I could have said Nensu. Nensu, you would have to swear. So Mar says, Yochanami, you're right. My Neman, Neman, Shua. You have to make a Shua. So the bottom line is, the Mademoiselle of Neman says, we'll come back to why it's not a Migu, Makam Edim in a second, but he says, you're Neman, to say Chzartlach, with a Shua, because you would have said Nensu without a Shua. Now the Shaila is, and this, so Tosis was asked, what was the Shaka of Tara over here? He asked him a Shaila, do you say Amigu or do you say Shaka of Yabai? He says Mehemen. So he says, why do you say Shaka of Yabai? So he says, Nensu? What's the Shaka of Tara? So he says, the Maksha thought that when he said Neman, he meant even without a Shua. So he said, it must be without Amigu. Must be even without Amigu. So he asked him, without Amigu, you have Shaka of Yabai? So he answered, no, I have Amigu. I have Amigu, I could have said Nensu. And that he asked, okay, we need a Shua. He said, yeah, I can have a Shua. But the Shaila is, what happened to the problem Migu Malkam Edim? So Dr. Ashbam, that he's saying in Neman, there's no problem Migu Malkam Edim. You know why? Because it's not such a big rye here, he didn't get the star back. You know why? Because when he gave back the Bekadon, the guy said, oh, I lost the star. And he didn't care about it. He still gave it back. He said, you know why? Well, Taina Nensu. He figured out Taina Nensu. So therefore, it's not Migu, what's the Migu Malkam Edim? That it's a rye that he's holding a star that you didn't give it back. So it's not true. The truth is, he gave it back. Why didn't take a star back? Because he knew he had a way out. He could always tie an ensu. And therefore, it's not a Migu Makam Edim. That's what this Mandim holds. It's not a Migu Makam Edim because he could have got out of it. He could have got out of it by saying Nensu. So now we're holding on Oman Beis here, Ayin Beis, 2 lines from the top. That's what we're holding right now. We have Rav Chista's Memra. Rav Chista says that you are Nema with a Migu. You're Nema, even though it's a Mafke B'shtar, and the guy's holding the Shtar, he's a Raya, that you're wrong, that you never returned it. But since I could have said Nensu, I believe with a Migu.
Does
it make a shua on the Zartloch? Yeah, it makes a shua on the Zartloch, because he would have been Nensu without making a shua. So you can't have a bigger Taina than, you can't have a bigger Kayach than you would have gotten Nensu. Yeah. If you're running a question, you can run a question this way. That we said that Ritu didn't take the star back because he was confident he could have said Nensu. L'chari, if he would have said Nensu, he had to make a shua. And if it's not true, how would he make an Nensu? Shua Nensu. So that Nasiva says that since he's being forced to make up a story because the guy is denying it, so then that would be called the Oinus also, and he can even swear Nensu. That's the Nasiva says. He even swear Nensu, but like upon him, Pasha, the Gemara is saying is that here, Chzartan of Migu, it's Chzartan of Migu, with a Migu, and you have to make a Shvuah, because the Nensu would have needed a Shvuah. So that's Rav Chista Lacha. So it's really a Shaila, if you're Neman or not, connected to the Shtarach of Abaye. Rav Chista says you're Neman, because of Migu. So Leima, maybe it's a machlokes, a different machlokes, Amarayim. And we have to take out the words, Rashbam takes out the next words of Tani Tanoi Tanya. Leima beplukta. Maybe this Rav Chista is really machlokes Amarayim. I'll read the words of Tani Tanoi Tanya, but we're not garis to Akun Rashbam. Tani Tanoi Tanya. What was the machlokes Amarayim? Shtarkis hayoitza yeshoimim. We have a shtarkis hayoitza yeshoimim. What does that mean? That means like this. Ruvain gave Shimon money to invest. Now, the halacha is, like we know from Baba Metzia, that when you give money to someone to invest, and you split the profits, the way it's structured is a chatzi milva chatzi pekadon, which means that when I give $100 to Shimon to invest, so $50 is a halva to Shimon, and Shimon owes that money no matter what, and that's why he gets the profit on $50, that's his. The other $50 is pekadon. That's why I, the investor, get the profits, because that's mine. And actually, it's a problem of ribbis, because why is he investing my $50? Only because I gave him a loan of $50. So it's a problem of ribbis. So in the Gemara Bava Metzia, it says that you have to give a little more profit to the managing partner. He has to get a little more profits or a little less of the loss. But in any case, the structure is a chatzi milva, chatzi pekadon. That's the case when Reuven gives something to Shimon. It's structured a chatzi milva, chatzi pekadon. Now here the story was, Shimon was an investor. Reuven gave money to Shimon, gave him $100 to invest. And then Shimon died. The investor himself died. And now Reuven says, can I have my $100 back? $50 was Hava, and $50 was Pekadon. Can I have my money back? The Shimon say, I don't know. My man father paid you. I have no idea. So what's the halacha? So the halacha is, when it comes to Hava, the halacha is that the Yarshim cannot taina that parati. If the guy comes with a shtar and says that you owe me money, he has to swear, the malva has to swear that was not paid back, and he collects from the yarshim. That's the halacha, not a shayla. That's by hava. When it comes to a pekadon, the halacha is that there, it's not so poshut by a pekadon. By a pekadon, it could be there, he can tie it there that it was returned. There, he can tie it maybe there, you have a taina of nensu, or whatever it is, you could be you have a taina that of taninon. So it really depends on what's the status of a case where a guy is a star by pekadon. Are you believed to say that echzartin lachanat? Really telling that shaila if you'll say taninon to the yarshim. So remember that. That's just structure. So let's see the gemara now. With that akdom, we'll be a little more clear. Starkis yaitzal yisayim. The yoni girl. Remember, he has to take a shvu when it's a halva. He has to take a shvu that wasn't paid back. But the shayla, what about the pekadim side? So shtarkes yaitzai yisayim. The other girl amri nishpa v'gev kula. He could swear and get the whole $100 back. But the other yitzchol amri nishpa v'gev mechza. He swears only gets back the havah. The pekadim tanin li yisayim that he gave back already. Now what's the machlekes? The kuli amri is the nadoi. Everyone holds the nadoi. The amri nadoi hay iska palga milva palga pekadim. Everyone holds the nadoi that every investment is a half milva half pekadim. So what's the machlekes? So my love. One holds that he can say Starcha Biyad Ma'aboy, and therefore the Malve is believed. He's believed. You can't tie give it back. You can't tie give it back to you. On the Pekadon box. That's why I can get everything. I swear I get everything. The Malve and a Mafke. What are you calling the Malve? Because he gave the $100. Yeah. He gets everything back. Because talking about boy, or ma'asav aloy, you don't say that. Like Rav Chista said, Rav Chista dinam amigu. Even Rav Chista says dinam amigu, it's only with a shvua. So here the yarshim natining, I gave it back migu then answer, but you have to take a shvua. So he's saying, you have to make a shvua called shvua sa yarshim. The yarshim is make a shvua that my father didn't tell us anything about this, and therefore you only get half and not all that. So you see, Rav Chista is really the machlekes of the dayonim of Goyla, of Abba, and the Yonim of Eretz Yisrael. The Yonim of Goyla is Shmuel and Karna, and the Yonim of Eretz Yisrael is Rav Ami and Rav Asi. So you see, it's Mahamish machlekes. This Tanoim is Rav Chista is telling this machlekes Tanoim. It's Mahamish telling this machlekes Tanoim. So now here, what are we saying? We're saying that it's telling Rav Chista because he's tiny chzart. The tiny chzart. What's the problem? Talking about my boy. Frank Toisvis, a much simpler taninim for them. Say taninim nensu, and that's not. They everyone will agree in that one because there's no talking about boy against nensu. No raya from holding on shadows. No nensu. It's not a raya. So Frank Toisvis, the maschal mandi Omar says, "I'm talking about Kati. Am I going to kuloi the nitel yisam nensu?" Taina nensu. So Taisa says that you don't taina nensu because the Muslim is shikha. You don't taina nensu. I, the chzartum, la chzartum, migu nensu, you could say. Because my says a kayacha taina that you believe to say chzartum, migu of nensu. But you don't taina nensu because nensu is lo shikha. That's what Taisa says. So Agapon, we're saying right now, the pshat in this machalik is, do you hold Rav Chista or not? So come to Rav Chista, machalik is tanoim. So that's more, no. Lo. Amri lo. Everyone agrees to Rav Chista that you believed with the migu, you believe with the migu, and even connected the star, and therefore by Yisoyim Mim Yitayna also Chzartim Lach, and they make a Shuvah Zayarshim. So what's going on here? So why here would one man the Yama hold that you collect the entire thing? The Mar Savar Emisa the Pare. If the father would have gave it back, he would have told the Yosim, he would have told the Yisoyim before he died that he gave it back the money. Maybe he dropped dead. He didn't have a chance to tell anyone. And what's the pshat in the Mandiyama who says, Meima Omar? The Shvam says, four lines from the bottom, Vashdi Ketharti, Shtar Biyad HaNoisin, Vigam Loi Tziva, Vashas Misa, Ganesh Vagoyev. It's enough of a umdina that he didn't give it back, first of all, because the guy has a shtar. Still holding to a shtar, which is already a umdina. And number two is, he didn't tell his kids about it, so that would be the Svara, and that Mandiyama who says, that you are not believed. You don't say Tanina Li Yisayimim that he gave it back because the man says the guy has a star. And also the father didn't say anything and that way Yipshav. But everyone agrees with Rav Chista in a case where a guy himself, Tanina, Zechzartulach, Avada, in such a case, you'll be Neman. That's saying it's not a Tolim Achloi because everyone will agree, both these Bandiyom, Rav Amir Rasi and Rav Shmuel and Karna will all agree that, like Rav Chista, that you believe to say Zechzartulach, Migu Denensu. Shalak Rav Huna about Oven. He sent the halacha like this. Hamafkid et Chavera Bestar. If you're mafkid to your friend an item with a star, and then he says, I gave it back, neman, that sounds like Rav Chista. He's neman with a migu. Then it says, v'shtar kis ha-yotza al-yosayimim, a shtar kis ha-yotza al-yosayimim, where the yosayimim's father was the managing partner, and then he says, where's my $100? Nishba v'goy v'kuloi. V'goy v'kuloi, we just said that a chzart loch is neman, like Rav Chista. So why are you goy v'kuloi? Sounds like a stira. Okay, what's proud of it? Tarti. What?
They're not tying anything.
No, but we say Nensu. We say Tanina. Yeah, Tanina. Tarti. We said four. It's telling the Chalitza Chista. So the Chalitza Stira, two things. And for the Gemara, no. Like we answered. Shani Hosni, Isa the Pari, Mei Mawama. Avadu Holdo Grav Chista. And that's what you're never to say, Chzartulach. By Yisayim, it's worse. Because first of all, he's talking about Boy. And second of all, the father didn't tell him anything. Like the Gemara's, like Gemara says, Pshat, in the Dayoni Goyla that says, this is going to be Kuloi. That would be pshat in here also because it's not a stira in the Rav Chista, like the Mar just said. It's not a stira of Chista because Mar said that they have this new taina that the father would told the child. Omar Rava, that's what the Gir says. Omar Rava, Hilchas Adalacha is Nishba Vegoiva Mechza. He paskins that by the Yarshim, you're only Goiva Mechza. The other half there is Tanina. We go like Rav Chista all the way. That you get taina that I gave it back because you believed. That's what he says. Amma Zutra Hilchasaka Yana Goyla. Who say Goyva Kuloi? Sounds like not like Rava. Amma Ravina Lamar Zutra. Amma Rava Nishva Goyva Mechza. Doesn't Rava say passing Nishva Goyva Mechza? So you say not like Rava? Amma Lei Anan the Dayane Goyla Ipcha Mastinula. I have a girsa that the Yana Goyla also say, their girsa is not like we have. Oh, we have a girsa the Yana Goyla say Nishva Goyva Kuloi, which would be not like quote unquote Rav Chista. But my girsa is they say Nishva Goyva Mechza, only Mechza. So I really agree with the Rav's Pesach. I'm just calling it the Yonah Gerla because I have a different version of the Yonah Gerla. So it comes in Halacha Lamaisa in Rava and Majocha. They both say that even by Yisoyimim, you cannot give the other half. Why? Just like the father would be near Mammon to say, I gave it back. And make a Shavua, he gave it back. The same thing over here, the Yisoyimim would say to Yisoyimim, they gave it back. And there they'll make a Shavua to the Yarshim. Because we hold that, like Rav Chisdan, we hold you have this Migus. So it comes out, a Mafke b'chaver b'shtar, you don't have to give it back by Eidim. You could even have a tain of Echzartlo, of course, a Migu denensu. And the Rashbam over here on Aleph goes to the Shtuk HaTorah, if the Gemara and Shavuos stems with that Pshat and Rava. But like upon him, that's what Paskin, that's what Rava is saying, like Rav Chisda, and even more. Even by Yisoyimim, he passed Rav Chisda, the Inam to say, Echzartlo.